The following Toku podcast to contain spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Toku Podcast, the best show about tokusatsu you've probably never heard of. My goal of this season is to say this as fast as I can without ever fucking up. As always, that is your co-host, Jay.
Hello.
That is the... I was going to try and rhyme your name with something, but I don't know what rhymes with your name. Nemit.
Hello.
And with his Sephiroth sword in hand and his leather trench coat in the other, Phil.
God damn, why do you... Well, it's cool that you describe me as that. Why?
It's because you walk yourself into it.
No, you just push me to the wall and do it.
It's kind of like using a laser pointer.
It's getting a little steamy.
It's kind of like using a laser pointer on a cat. It's just like it never fails. Anyways, so I'm not introducing the topic today because, you know. So Jay, what's the topic?
That's right. We're mixing it up. I'm doing it this time. We're doing.
He's gonna fuck it up. Don't worry.
Shut up. Secondary writer final forms. So, as always, we put out a poll for all of you people to look at, and by all of you, I mean like a small handful. Tally it all up, and we list
our away. Beloved listeners.
Secondary writer final form. Say that three times fast.
Secondary writer final form. Secondary writer final form. Secondary writer final form.
Yeah, that wasn't that fast.
Damn it, he did.
Try saying that five times fast.
Oh, anyways. So, as you were saying.
This is technically a top 10, just barely passing 10. Let me see. 5, 10, like 16, 17. I had to stretch it a little bit.
It's weird because, what, around like Hibiki, Kabuto, even Kiva, like, what? No, not Kiva. I was going to say, like, Kabuto and Hibiki didn't have secondary forms for their writers. Agito, I guess it did. Technically it did. Kuga didn't have a secondary writer.
Yeah, I mean, like most of the pre-decade ones don't. And even then, afterwards, a couple of them don't really have ones either. You gotta stretch it a little bit to fit that in.
So let's get started, Jay.
Okay, so rounding out the bottom of the list with a total of 92 points is.
Actually, I was gonna say, are we doing this from like the top, the bottom is the worst or the best?
I think it was pitched to we suggested as doing the worst, but I mean we always do it worst to best. So do you want me to start from the highest rated or the lowest rated?
You know what? I think we'll go from the highest to the worst because I think that's a bit more fun.
Yeah, right.
Might as well switch it up.
Yeah, because then there's not going to be a reason for them to watch it. It could be like, oh, we already know the worst one, huh? We don't have to watch it anymore.
All right, you got a point there. All right, then. So, reversing that, starting at the top with 205 points, it is from Kamen Rider Build Cross Magma.
He's the eat my ass.
No, I'm serious. He got the highest amount of votes.
I'm putting this up too. He was the newest. Eat my ass.
Oh God. Yeah, that's true.
I'll give you that. Being the newest and winning is a little bit of a stretch, but at the same time, can you blame him for doing that? It is a very
yes.
Yeah.
No, see, like, don't get me fucking wrong. I like Banjo Player. He's fine, you know. Bang, ding, bing. It's cool. Whatever. He fucks his cousin, but you know, I like him. He's a good writer.
When does he do that?
No.
It's a play on words. Anyways,
Oh God, I got it.
No, but yeah, like I like him and all. He's cool and all. It's just he isn't the best, like at all. I really am chalking this up to just. He's the newest, because to be fair, man, he's not even the best writer in his own series. Like at all, like even to me, like he's not the best writer in his own series. Which, to be fair, there's a very small pool to choose from, and from the good writers, there's even smaller. But no, I don't see it. No, sorry.
I can kind of see in design how it looks good, but it's not the best I've seen. I've seen better secondary rider power-up and final forms. I've seen better, but it's... I don't see it. I just don't see it. It's too bulky. That's the problem. It's too fucking bulky.
As number one, I don't see it. I do see it near the top of the list because it's a very good suit. You know, the whole shtick around it, the powers, the its use within the show, the fact that it's voiced, as I like to keep hammering in, voiced by Norio motherfucking Wakamoto. I mean, it's good. It's definitely not number one.
No. And see, like, if we're talking about design-wise, I mean, yeah, the design's cool and all, but, like, if we're talking about character-wise...
No.
I mean,
see, it's weird, because if we're talking about how it came out in the show, even in the show, it kind of just... It just kind of happened. There was really no... Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of been a theme with certain, like, secondary rider final forms. Hell, maybe even, like, even rider main... Like, even main rider final forms that I could get into. But there's really almost... No fanfare. There's just like, hey, this is this mysterious item that we're gonna tease for a couple of episodes, and it kind of happens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if we're ranking it solely on designs, I kind of see it, but if we're including everything involving it with the show, yeah, it's still definitely not top of the list material.
I mean, I could maybe put it at like last place in 10, maybe.
I
like
it. I do top.
I liked it a lot.
Is that it for Mr. Banjo?
Is that it? You liked it a lot?
I don't see it.
It looked fucking
one.
Amazing during those night shots.
Oh,
and I can see why this belongs in the top 5. Top 3 even. I'm not sure I agree with it being number 1, but then again, once again, democracy has failed us.
I guess so. But as I guess we just move on to the next one. Fuck Banjo.
So, second best at 183, we have... Anyone want to take a guess?
Axel?
Correct. Axel Tribe.
What? Woo! That should have been number one, though.
See, I agree.
See, here's the thing with Axel Trial, and even Axel as a character himself. And I know people, you know, they kind of disagree with this. As much as I like Teruhi in, you know, the actual show, you know, Double Proper, it's weird to say, but I think what really made me like him, and it's the same, and I've heard this a couple times, is his solo movie. So.
Yeah.
If we're just going plainly by design, I mean, the design is, it's all right. It's a sleeker, it's literally a slimmed down blue version of
it's a dirt bike. It's a dirt bike.
It's just a less bulky form.
Yeah, it's leaner and all that. And like, even, and story wise, it's cool because, you know, he actually had to, you know, endure the fucking thing exploding and a bunch of rocks falling on him.
He actually
to
had
get
to,
it.
You know, learn seconds. How to use it and, you know, actually earn it.
So in that I can see it. Being number two, though, I mean, I could see why it's number two, but I think I'd put it more like maybe top five, not two, maybe.
I will say I do love the rapid speed kicking thing that he does for the finisher. That's still cool.
Rapid anything is just cool. I think that's why JoJo does it a lot.
I mean, yeah. Why do you fucking think Fist of the North Star is so cool? Anytime they do with a rapid fire, like millisecond punch bullshit, it's fucking awesome.
Indeed. What about you, Nemo? What do you think about Axel Trial?
Trial is a fantastic form and definitely deserves to be at or near the top of this list. It was always interesting to see on screen. It wasn't the most interesting final form design, but it was used to great effect.
I can agree with him on that one.
Like I said, I like the idea with it, and I like, you know, as Jay said, you know, the rapid, you know, Fissa North Star fucking rapid kicks. I love that shit. It's just, to me, I don't know. I don't like the... No, it's not even that I don't like it. I just don't feel like it's number two material. I definitely think it should be top five. Maybe number four, maybe number three around there. But that's just me.
Oh. Never mind.
Continue. Oh. I'm done with mine, man.
Well, if that's all, we can move on to the next one, which I just realized was a tie with the last one.
GG.
I should have mentioned that. At the same amount of points, it is... Anyone want to take a guess again?
I swear to God, if it's fucking Spectre, I'm going to shoot someone.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Meteor Storm.
It's Pikachu!
From Kamen Rider X8, it's Brave Level 100, Tattle Legacy.
I'm going to chuck this up 100% to the design. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, by the time you get... I mean, besides the fact that this is literally a hand-me-down from a fucking movie villain, by the time he gets in the show is basically over, and he doesn't really get to do anything with it.
Exactly!
I barely remember him using it.
Yeah, it wasn't that... Thing, yeah.
Also, Tattle Fantasy wasn't my favorite either, but it was at least better than Tattle Legacy.
Yeah, it just seemed like more of the same to me. I'm not sure why this is like, up here.
Like, I understand the thematic, you know, like how he's going from 50 to 100. I get like, oh, he was, you know, this corrupted thing, and now he's a pure and angelic, a god. I understand that, you know, it's typical Final Fantasy fare, and I know that's what it's referencing. But, you know, I think the best design that the suit gave me was probably the gas jet, because the gas jet looks fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, like, just, you know what? I'll give it this. It gave me one of my favorite moments of the show, and that was the natural rain during the emotional scene where he lets his girlfriend basically just stay dead, which I'm like, you know what? That entire scene was such a coincidence and a once in a million thing that the fact that it happened the way it did was just, you know what? I'll take it. It looked really good. It looked really good. I'll give it that. That was a really badass fucking scene.
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely.
And the fact that it was... And no, I was going to say, like, the fact that it was natural rain, not, you know, a rain machine, just makes it better. It just feels good.
And on a thematic level, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I agree with that. The design is good. I mean, it's just... By the time he gets in the show, it's completely pointless, because the show is pretty much over at this point, and then he really doesn't do anything with it.
It almost feels like they gave it to him just because, like, oh shit, he's the secondary writer. Give him Final Form, hurry. It's tradition.
Shoehorn this in to move more toys.
I think it was more, oh, we still had this movie costume lying around. Quick, let's...
Oh, we can milk out one more.
Let's just repaint the eyes to make it match and give it to him. Fuck it, I don't know, whatever.
Like I said, I mean... Honestly, like I said, the best thing to come out of it for me was the Gashet, which I still need to get, even though I'm pretty sure it's like $1 million to my name.
I got it when it was like $32, so... Well, good for you. Do you want me to go get it so I can play you the sounds?
No.
I mean, I want to edit it out, so...
It's in the hallway. I don't want to get it.
Good. Anyways, classic, as you were saying. Phil.
That works out.
If that is all, then... We move on to number...
He's a pretty shitty doctor.
No, he was not. He was actually probably one of the best doctors there.
He can save all the lives in the world, but he can't save a fucking video game girlfriend. Whoop!
Oh, that was just wrong. That was wrong.
If that joke gets out, I guess you could say it'd be game over.
Boo.
Boo. I'll be here all week. Try the steak.
You suck!
Anyways, going on.
No. So,
number four on the list, and I kind of hesitated to put it on here, but I knew somebody was going to bitch and moan if I didn't. That is 100.
They're going to bitch and moan that it is, so.
Well, you got a point there, but I figured I'd put it on here just because otherwise the list is kind of short. We have,
yes,
173 from...
Hyperkatek.
Nope.
Hyperkatek.
Nope.
No.
From Gaim, we have Lord Baron.
Eat my ass, get out. No, no.
No.
Yeah,
That I can't even count that. That's not even the same fucking ballpark. That's a monster form. No.
Exactly. Somebody was going to complain and say that, but then somebody was going to complain that we didn't. So you know what? I just
Guy and Babies BTFO.
Baron does not have a proper final form because he's got. Well, you could say it's Mango, but then he's got.
No, you could say it's Lemon.
The Genesis driver. Then,
I was going to say you could say Lemon.
It was either this or Lemon Energy, and you know.
I think I could stomach Lemon Energy more because at least it's a writer, not.
Well, you know what? I put Monster on the list anyways, just so people didn't fucking complain.
Now you're giving the Guy and Babies a fucking excuse.
And I know a lot of Guy and Babies.
It's too fucking late. All right, you got a fucking problem with that.
You got a problem with the way we do things around here.
I got a fucking problem because they only gave him Lemon Energy because we love Kaito. He's so hot. He's so cool. Let's give him a better form.
Well, that's what you get when you pander to Fujoshis, okay?
You know what? Yes.
Instead of giving him his own Loxy, they're like, "We'll just give him another lemon one because the guy who uses lemon sucks anyway." So let's
I mean, to be fair,
do not talk shit about warring statesmen in my house, okay?
I will talk shit about him, you bird.
He discovered the secret of immortality to fuck with a teenager, okay?
Yeah, he also got killed
and a robot
killed by his own creation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like it. I just can't.
Base form was better. Energy form sucked. Base form was better.
Anyways, I just can't. I can't count this as his final form, man. It just feels wrong because it's a monster.
I agree, and I hesitated to put it on here, but I figured, you know what, Lemon Energy sucks, so I'll put it on here anyways because I figured no matter what, people are gonna complain. All right.
Yeah, I get you. I'm just saying, like to me, honestly, this doesn't count.
It just doesn't. But.
Well, whether or not it counts doesn't fucking matter at this point. It's on the list. It got these votes. It looks fucking great.
It does. I'm not taking away from the design. The design is cool. It's a cool design. I'm just not gonna get over the fact that it's on this fucking list.
Maybe you should have said. But I asked you guys in here and a couple other people, and you're like, maybe, sure, yeah, no. I was like, fuck it. I'll just hedge my bets and duple.
Look, it's a good design, but it's a monster form, not a rider form.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
stop repeating ourselves horribly and move on to the next.
It's like Jay said, you know, it's one thing. It's like you're fucked if you do, fucked if you don't. Like, if I have to talk about the form itself, just the way it is, like it's like Nemeth said, it's a good form. It looks really damn nice. It's really damn well designed. I mean, obviously. Its importance in the show is, you know, second to none. It's the final fucking villain. There's no debating that. It is the final villain of the show. It gave us an okay fight at the end. I mean, that was that.
Well, then again, Kiwami form wasn't no picnic either. I get it, picnic.
We have settled on Friday.
Thank you. We
have settled on Trader Joe's form, actually.
That is right. We did, didn't we?
There is no picnic. It is Trader Joe's, where you can get your cauliflower 2-for-1 Tuesday.
No, dude, it's Whole Foods. That's what it is. It's Whole Foods.
No.
I mean, if we're gonna go regional, I might as well start saying HEB.
That's not even where I am.
It's basically Trader Joe's, but better. So shut up.
No idea what the crap any of you are talking about.
Trader Joe's is where I am.
Welcome to my life. I don't know, Nemeth.
Like fucking.
Can we just say Costco, please?
What's like the regional grocery store where you're at?
Well, they all are.
That answered my question. Let's go.
We lost ours a while ago. All we have is Stop and Shop and ShopRite.
So, Jay, moving on.
Well, after that headache, I learned my lesson. So,
fucking Lord Baron.
Fucking yeah, I'm Phil.
We still got Lemon Arms coming up, so don't worry.
Look, he did not have a proper final form. I'm gonna beat you to the very end, you stupid motherfuckers.
Well, you know what, Phil? You can make the list next time if that may.
I don't want to make the list.
Okay.
No, then shut the fucking bitch.
No.
Exactly. Anyways, as you were saying.
All right. I'll do tertiary next time.
That's gonna be a short fucking list. What was it? There four.
Well, no. See, I was gonna say, like, at that point, you might as well just do like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just
put everyone else. you're gonna have to put like all the Hibiki writers, even the stage show ones, just like 50 of them.
I'll finally have a chance to put in Dark Wizard. Yay!
Yeah, well, does he count? Yeah, he does. He's a villain writer. Fuck off. Anyways.
No, he's not. He's a stage show. You said stage show counted.
All right, whatever. Go on, Jay.
You didn't say that. Anyways.
Let's move on, please.
Oh my! Wait a minute. Is that me? We're gonna get fucking the ladybug one from Kabuto.
Oh, I hope so. That was a thing?
Yeah, dude, it was. Yeah, anyway, you know what? Enough sidetracking. Let's get this going.
Yeah. So, number five at 169. Nice.
Lemon.
Nope. From...
Forze.
Nope.
God damn it, Jay.
You have one more guess.
G3X.
Okay. Close.
No. People aren't that... Actually, no. People are pretty stupid. Anyways, I'm gonna say
Night Rising.
I'm gonna say Hyper Beast.
Okay, first of all, who the fuck is Night Rising? Those are two
Kamen Rider Night Rising Knight, apparently.
No, wait, well, Kamen Rider Knight from Ryuki? That's Survive.
First Survive, all, fuck. Surviving.
First of all, Rising is Ixa, and second of all, you're correct. It's Night Survive.
Woo!
Well, technically you're correct. AJ was the one who
two
said
for
the
two.
Right.
Two for two.
Other than the fact that it's literally just the same form Ryuki has,
but better.
Looks good. I haven't actually fucking watched Ryuki, so I have.
No, I was gonna say, Jay. You know what would have been a funny joke to pull with two of these lists?
What?
Put Ryuki Survive on this list and Night Survive on the main writer list. Just really piss some people off.
Just fuck with them.
No, to be fair,
it wouldn't be the first time. I mean, I put fucking Akiba Red last week. So
to be fair, Knight is Ren is more the main character, the protagonist, than Kido is.
Oh yeah, but his name is not. First of all, it's Kido. Second of all, his name isn't in the show title, so he's not the main character.
There you go. No,
well,
there was that
movie that Verde was in where he did take the
no one cares.
Nobody cares about episode final. Okay.
Nobody cares about.
No, that's not
Verde.
Episode final.
Yeah. Let's have a list where Verde is in there. You remember the fucking chameleon who used a yo-yo? Man.
Nobody remembers him.
Well, no, I'm not using it, but other people do, remember?
Yeah, well, anyways, but talking about
the
fucking Night Survive
costume.
It's nice.
It's very nice costume. I like the only major difference compared to Night is that he's got more color detail on like the arm bar bits and the leg braces, you know, his helmet. He's got the gold points instead of the silver. Other than that,
his bat becomes a giant bike.
Oh, there's that too. I mean, other than that, he's got the fucking Saiyan armored shoulder pads. I mean, that's.
Really I was gonna cool. say it makes him look less like Batman and more like a Saiyan.
Yeah, now he looks like friggin' Super Saiyan Vegeta as opposed to fucking Batman.
Also, he looks like Vegeta in his regular armor.
I think the undersuit is different, although it might just be the photo I'm looking at. Because normally
yeah, he looks to be the.
So what about you, Nimit? What do you think about Batman?
He does appear to be the bluest and goldest Batman. I have not yet seen Ryuki, so no, he looks nice. That's really all I got to say about this.
I can't wait for the Ryuki Black comics where we get to see Knight's dick.
It's honestly.
That's a joke. Not many people are gonna get.
I got it.
It was in full detail, but no. Okay, you know what? I don't even care if I have to explain it. If you want to know what the full like context of that joke is, just look up Bruce Wayne penis. It's not even what you think it is. It is. You would not expect it, but it's like full detail, man. Like you know what you're looking at. But anyways.
Whatever. You've seen them all.
You see what you see.
Having not watched Ryuki, I can say at least this much. It looks better than Ryuki Survive. Let's all be honest there.
Jay, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I like for half a second, I was just like, having not seen Batman's dick, I was just like, well.
Look, oh no, I've seen Batman's dick. Don't worry.
Look,
we're talking about the comics, not some cosplayer at a convention.
Jay, what have you done?
Listen, I know what you meant.
They're called raves for a reason, Phil.
Comic-Con doesn't have raves.
Anyways, no, I.
Oh,
I
it does. Tough. You just haven't been.
Also, I don't go to raves because I'm an adult and I don't do that. Well, because he's talking bird.
as we were saying, let's get to it.
All day.
Look, all I'll say about Knight is I like how his suit is better. Like Jay said, it's better than Ryuki's. I like how it's more streamlined and it does feel like more of an extension of his abilities. That's what I do like about.
Yes.
Now
also Batman.
On. Yes.
So Jay, what's the next one?
Well, the next one,
Forza.
Coincidentally, at 150 points, it's Rising Ixa. Don't get excited, Phil, because you weren't right both times, technically.
I got 3 for 3.
Now, see, it sucks because Rising Ixa was never used by Otoya, but then again, that would imply that he ever won a fight against a Fangire.
Well, remember, at that point when Otoya was using it, it was still in the prototype stage. They only
That's what I was going to say.
All they had was Savior form.
I mean, Nago, he's cool. He's cool in his own right. He's a badass in his own right. I don't really like the suit. I liked his older suit way better.
The suit's not that good. All the extra blue and the red on the chest, it just kind of, it's distracting.
Which is weird, you know, given the fact that, you know, it's weird given the fact that, like, Kiva isn't really known as a series for bad suit designs. Like, I think almost every fucking suit design in that show is great. It's just, this one was just, you know what? I think if you put this suit in any other series, it would look good. I think it's just compared to all the other suits in Kiva, it's average. It's not bad by any means.
Save.
In my opinion, it's better than Berserk. It's honestly better than Berserker form.
Which one?
Savior, I meant. Oh. Design wise, I like the helmet better.
I don't know. Rising just looks like a bad bootleg of Gattack is the problem.
I can see that.
Just looks like a bulky mess to me. I don't like this one at all.
Well, bulky.
Yeah, I can see what he means. It seems rather bulky with the extra armor bits and the stuff on the chest.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
It also looks... It looks... Okay, I'm looking at a picture of all three of them. It looks... Again, the blue doesn't match with the white. Like, it had white and black and blue, but now, like, the areas that were black are now white, and all the white is now blue, and it's also got kind of a Kuga thing going on with it. It just doesn't go with it.
I kind of like the idea that it's going for. Like, I like the little, like, red. I like the little red on the chest and the gold. It's just... For some reason, I think we keep going back to it. The blue.
It doesn't work with the blue. Had it been white with the black armor bits, I think it would look better.
Yeah, I was gonna say like any other color but the blue. It's too blinding.
Yeah, especially with the gold and then the red and everything else on there.
I think it's also because I mean, when you really think about it, Kiva, while a lot of it was metallic in nature, none of the colors were that bright. I think maybe, what was it? Daga? Is that the one with the werewolf?
No, that's that's Doga. Doga.
Doga. Right. I said Daga, but you know what I mean.
That's Garu. That's Garu. Doga is Frankenstein. Basha is merman. Garu is werewolf.
You see, like, he's the only one that I can kind of see it being a little brighter, but even then, the colors were a bit darker. Like, I know they were metallic. I think it's just the fact that this one looks almost too bright. It's just weird. I don't know. That's just my take on it.
No, I think I see that, too.
Yeah, it's weird. Like when, and like I said, in any other show, I think this suit would be maybe top three. Like maybe, but in this show, I think it's just a notch below most of the suits we get. But
and I love that you're saying that, AJ, considering you have the Ixa belt.
Oh, well, I don't have the Ixa fucking phone. I don't have that. I just had the belt.
You should get the phone though.
I'm not gonna pay like $200 for a fucking phone.
Honestly, that thing goes.
I'll pay. I'll pay that much for an actual phone.
Dude, that thing goes for like $40.
I might get it, but anyway. So, I think that's about it for Ixa Rising.
Yeah, it's a form. It's got its issues, but I mean, I.
It's a thing that exists.
I still can't believe I mixed him up with Night Survive.
Actually, to be fair, if you put those two together, I think that would actually look like a pretty cool form.
Yeah, it would.
I think it's more hilarious that you managed to mix up the two characters who were right after each other's names together. I don't know. That's rather coincidental.
That is a pretty neat coincidence, for sure.
Phil is clairvoyant, but with a 50% failure rate.
Basically, every divination teacher in Hogwarts.
So...
He has approximate knowledge of all things.
Again, every divination professor in the wizarding world of Harry Potter.
So, as you were saying, Jay, let's go.
So, next up at 148 points is Deep Spectre.
Deer?
What?
I heard deer, and I was like, wait, Bambi?
Does he need a salt lick?
The deer zord?
No, you fucking moron.
You're the moron.
Yo, Deep Spectre, it's kind of gross.
It sucks.
It's not the ugliest thing from Ghost, I'll give it that much.
Yeah.
No,
So I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at the fucking purple and the silver and the blue, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I looking at? It looks like a baby vomited all over a metallic paintbrush.
Yeah, I gotta disagree. This is the ugliest thing from Ghost.
I agree.
I honestly would take Mugen over this. I would take Friendship is Rider over this motherfucker. Honestly, I would. Because the purple is cool. I love the purple. But everything else is just, what the shit is going on?
Those horns are way too big.
Blue stripes, what are they supposed to be, stars? Like
He looks like a ripoff Stardust, like the Cody Rhodes character.
He does look like a bootleg Stardust.
It's like if Cody Rhodes was like full Power Ranger. It's like, no, wait a minute.
It looks like that Ryu Ranger that they're doing with the Street Fighter, the Power Ranger Street Fighter crossover.
Oh my god, I can totally see what you're going with there. Like I said, like the star looks weird. Okay, this is a stretch, but I don't think it's too much of a stretch given Ghost. I think those are supposed to be heart readings.
Because I know regular Spectre had a bunch of that with his motif, so I just forgot.
Yeah, but it's just like.
Yeah, those.
I guess it's like a negative image. Like if you put those through negatives, I don't know. Also, the red and silver rarely go together.
And those horns are way too fucking big.
Yeah, it looks like
he has Heihachi Mishima eyebrows
on. Yeah, I just thought of that.
Oh my god, can he eat axes?
Probably. You mean a hatchet? He can probably eat a hatchet.
I could totally see that.
Part of this suit is meant to draw attention to itself, so much so that you just don't want to look at any of it.
Do you know what this reminds me of? This looks like somebody looked at Chase and was like, I can do it better.
How can we make it even more pointy?
It's like that one thing where that lady tried to touch up that ancient painting and it just looks like fucking dog shit. That's basically
Chaser. You see, like it's like Phil said, like for one, the antlers. It's not even a joke at this point. Like they literally do look like deer horns.
Why
they do.
Why do you think I said deer specter? Because
that's what I'm saying. Like people think it's a joke. Like people think it's a joke. No, like literally, look at this dude. It's Bambi. It's fucking Bambi. And then it's like he's got like buzzsaw blades? He looks like the fucking, like, you know what? This is what you I know, thought. Like no, no, I was going to say.
Shredder. He looks like Super Shredder. From
no, I was going to say, this is what Super Shredder would look like in Japan.
Yes!
Like this.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's a Super Shredder! It's like, that's what I think it would look like. No,
just
no,
as pointless as he was in the movie, he's this.
Well, you know what? He was played by Kevin Nash, so that's fine.
Wait, was he?
Yes, he was. Yes,
holy
he was.
Shit,
no!
Just for that one scene for Super Shredder, that was Kevin Nash. The fact that he did not give Michelangelo a jackknife really pisses me off.
The more you know.
But
also, his weapon is just, it's basically the sunglass slasher, and it sucks.
In a different color.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally is just a fucking recolor.
And don't get me started on the sunglass slasher, considering that had two icons I still have yet to get.
Yeah, and the thing is that, speaking of Ryu's thing, like, the orange and the black of the belt, it's still distracting.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the fucking orange on that silver? Nah, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Come on. I understand why they didn't try to repaint it, because that means they would probably try to sell a repaint of the belt, and then nobody would buy that because... Well, okay, somebody would buy it, because they'd probably make it P-Bandai, and people will always buy the stupidest shit off of P-Bandai.
Hey, they made a P-Bandai Gangan hand for Necrom.
Oh my god, don't even get me started on that. Remember that? That thing was so bad.
Remember that?
That is probably the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen actually get sold from P Bandai.
And they couldn't have given him the scythe option. Nope. It was just basically, oh, we'll give you Gangan hand, but it'll have the Mega Loader to it.
It's like literally just give you a fucking back scratcher.
And all it has is the new sound of it saying, instead of Dai Tengen, it's like Dai Kaigen. It's like, wow, you're going to get it for one song, for one sound effect, and an Icon DX version. It's not even going to be in the fucking show.
I've seen dumber.
I mean, yeah, remember when they released the evil future versions of a couple of the shift cars from Drive on P-Bandai, and they literally
I remember
do
that.
Nothing on the belt? Like, they don't even
literally,
show the sounds.
I forgot about those. I never even bought them.
You see, see the funniest fucking thing? You remember when they started selling Rest in Peace, Cujo,
oh,
whatever?
Fucking sold Rest in Peace Razor shirts.
Oh good god.
Dude, the fat people bought that, and then, like, immediately he came back. I'm just like, wow. You know,
he didn't immediately come back, because he took a little
that
while.
That was a slow
back.
Burn. He was gone for, what, a good 20 episodes?
Dude, that dude pulled a fucking John Cena. He quit and then came back. Eat my ass.
Well, no, they brought him back.
He kicked out
him.
At two.
People wanted him back, damn it.
So let's move on from Bambi.
You know we've run out of things to say about the topic when we start moving on to random tangents.
Yeah.
Fuck Ghost, fuck Spectre, fuck you. Let's go. That should be my catchphrase. Anyways.
Anyway. It isn't?
Oh.
It basically is at this point. Anyways, moving on. Number 8. I think we're halfway through the list. At 145, it is...
Pikachu.
Nope.
God damn it.
Birthday tank mode.
No. It is Hyper Attack.
Man, Jace, people are gonna yell at you.
Does Cyber Attack even count?
I only put it on here because I know AJ was gonna bitch and moan if I did.
It was there was
no no. See, I wouldn't. No, see, I wouldn't because I know why it wouldn't be on here. But man, people are gonna yell at you.
It's also not.
You know, no. You know what? I'm gonna count it as canon because they sold the CSM with that fucking option. So, eat it.
That is a nice little option. I will give them.
And
that
if
one.
You don't, if they don't believe me, I have the CSM. I have it, and it literally lets you use fucking hyper stack. It lets you. So eat it, nerds.
I've seen it done on YouTube before. So he's telling the truth.
Like, I'm counting it as canon. As the suit itself, I mean, it was made of cardboard. It was made of cardboard, guys.
It does not look good. Not remotely. Maybe the colors, but that's it.
See, yeah, that's kind of the thing. Good. Is mean, like AJ said, it was literally made of cardboard. It was meant for like a little DVD short, and then never to be used again.
That's from a Hyper Battle video, right?
Yeah, Hyper Battle.
Yeah, Hyper Battle, and it's not good. Like you, like okay, Kabuto was not the best. Kabuto, at least the helmet was good. I just don't like those little wing slits that are on the side of him. But remember how we complained that that about Deep Specter having those giant freaking antlers? Yeah, this doesn't make it any better.
No, I love fucking Attack, but my dude, those horns, what are they? What are those?
At least it makes sense for him, unlike Specter.
I know, but it literally just makes me want to yell, "What are those?"
Oh my god! They actually made like a little toy version of that one.
They did. They actually did, which is great.
And it looks worse.
That's fantastic.
It looks like what was the name of Zolda's monster? What was the name of Zolda's monster?
Oh shit! I don't remember.
Magnetaurus. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like Magnetaurus with fucking.
I've seen the Hyper Battle video.
Magna Ginga.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean by that. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. I remember seeing the Hyper Battle video a long ass time ago when I first watched Kabuto, and I thought to myself, why are the Zectors talking? I don't get this at all. And see, I can't even talk about this suit in like relation to the show because it quite literally was never, ever used in the show. It wasn't even mentioned in the show. I don't even think Kagami even got like held the Hyper Zector in the show.
Kagami! You have to say it like that.
Think about it that way. We're talking about a hyper form that in the show proper, the writer in question didn't even hold the power up item.
He didn't.
I don't even think he like smelled it. He's just like, oh, it's a thing.
Okay. Now imagine if they made a hyper sword. That would have been pretty freaking awesome.
They probably would have given him two tails.
Yeah, they would have. And two swords.
Two swords? No, they would have given him like the Darth Maul. It's like a double bladed sword.
Yes.
That's
the only reason why I watched the series was for Sasword.
Sasori was great, but we'll talk about that when we do the every single other writer list ever.
How about we get to like the, let's wrap this up before we start going into Dark Kitchen territory.
Oh god.
So let's talk about the Dark Kitchen real quick.
No, we did that before. We did that back in January. No.
Remember that time when Tendo went to the cooking monastery for 2 weeks and it was completely pointless?
Just to learn that you're not supposed to cook a towel.
Oh, I fucking love that.
Oh god.
Dude, one of these life lesson for any young man.
You know what? I'm pretty sure a little kid in Japan was thinking, "What if I cooked a towel?" And maybe Kabuto came into his life. He was like, "Bruh, don't do that." And he's like, "Thanks, Kabuto."
Listen, kids are stupid. Most adults nowadays are stupid. I fully expect somebody has tried that. Unironic.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that someone's tried that.
little did we know, we can just hear the pot boiling behind Nemeth. It's like, oh, my towel's done.
Washcloth, technically. Washcloth.
Washcloth.
Who cares?
My washcloth udon is done.
Let's not get into that territory.
That sounds terribly bland.
And how useless that episode were.
Anyways, let's go on to the next time.
Anyways, Nemeth, what do you think of this form?
It's hideous.
Thank you.
It's okay. It is what it is. I only included it because I figured AJ would complain if I didn't.
I expected this not to be on the list because I was just like, yeah, it technically doesn't count, so...
I mean, the thing is, you're such a Gatak mark. I figured you, if I put
it. I am a Gatak mark, but I'm a Gatak mark with reason. I'm not like, Jay, if you don't put this on, I will go to like Massachusetts and eat all your food.
And people, he really likes
Good
Gatak.
Luck, I have no food.
Oh,
it's fine.
I'll take your money. I have no money.
You're correct.
Jay, you can cook a washcloth.
I'll teach you how.
Nemeth's got the whole Nemeth. Little did you know, Nemeth has an entire book just being published on Amazon. Worst cloth and you, more edible than you think.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sustenance some, I'm gonna go make for the 21st stuff. Century.
Yeah, I'm gonna go make some washcloth steak.
The perfect cookbook for those people who only work 12 hours.
Oh, shut up.
Moving on to the next one, please. Yes.
So the next one at shit, I just dropped the nail. I'll figure that out later.
You'll find it on your foot later.
Exactly. At 142 points. Anybody want to try a guess?
Forza.
No.
God damn it. Let's give it like the last.
Technically, it'd be Meteor.
Yeah, Meteor Pikachu.
So is that your final answer?
I got
one. Birthday.
Both wrong. It is
Mock Chaser.
Correct.
Whoa!
What?
I got one.
At 140.
Wait. Are you? You're talking about TV version, right?
I'm specifically talking. Hold on. Let me get this. Fucking, right, I am specifically also,
technically,
talking.
Wasn't his final form Dead Heat?
No, I am specifically talking about the TV version that he used for the one fight scene at the end, not with the Bono. Remade version in the movie.
With Blue.
To be completely honest, I don't like either suit.
They're not good.
No.
Like I don't like the blue, and I don't even, and this, I mean, I can kind of tolerate the kit bash in the show proper, kind of.
A bit better than blue. I said what I thought about this, or at least the TV version, when we did the Drive episode, that thematically speaking, its role in the show is very, very good and it fits well. It's really lazy kit bash, and I wish they put a little bit more effort into it. As for the version that was in the V-Cinema, even though we're not technically talking about that or counting that one, it's similar. It looks better design-wise, but the blue is just... Why?
It's gaudy. It's gaudy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work with either parts of the costume. And that's the thing. It doesn't make sense why they did blue, of all things. Like... Was Mach really associated with blue? I mean, a little bit more white and then even red than blue. Chaser sure as fuck wasn't. He was.
Perfect. See, I was gonna say, if anything, why wasn't it just? I mean, I know it probably wouldn't have looked better, but why wasn't it just Chaser's colors on Mach's suit? It would have made more sense.
The only thing I can think of is that some designer made the suit blue or whatever, not knowing anything. They were just told, "Hey, here's a design, make it." And then they're like, well, fuck it. We're stuck with it kind of thing. That's the only thing I could think of.
Then again, I guess it's the V-Cinema, and I guess they just thought, eh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Not the greatest design, but certainly used well enough.
Yeah, I'll certainly give it that. In the show proper, I mean, no one can say that it wasn't used, you know, properly. You know, it's not like Brave, you know, with his level 100, where it literally just happened so he could watch his girlfriend die. This one was just like, it worked, and it gave us legitimately one of the greatest, like, final fight scenes.
My god. That is still one of my favorites.
I mean, legitimately, it's probably, like, what? Only the... I want to say the third time that a secondary writer has defeated the main villain. Because I know Beast did it, and I know Knight did, too.
Yeah,
so I think that's sure. Only three times, I think so. Unless I'm forgetting one that I can't remember, but I don't think so.
But also what was good about that fight was how thematic it was, how Go had just been betrayed by his father, used by his father, and now his father was getting the comeuppance that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was incredibly satisfying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, as much as I don't care about the form design, the form relevance to the show, honestly, it's pretty much second to none. Like, I think the only thing that, hell, the more I think about it, not even Tamati's final form really had much impact on the show's plot when you really think about it.
aside from it just being, oh, now he and Belt-san are one now, even though even though they're clearly gonna lock him up in the vault later on.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's not as dead as he was 5 minutes ago. Yay!
No, actually, when it came to the final battle with Bano and Go, I think I remember being in the school cafeteria at college watching that, and I think I remember screaming out loud, going "Yes!" and people looking at me like, what? People
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why Phil can no longer be 20 feet away from the premises at all times.
Also, it's because I graduated.
Ooh, that one almost
graduates is a very graduation is just a very nice term for restraining order. No, anyways,
it's also give us now you're alumni, give us money.
Anyways, besides that, I got nothing much to say. I mean, it's a good form. It's good.
Without talking about the movie version or anything involved with the movie, because I did specifically say just the TV version, no movie stuff.
Even though in the movie, it had one of the funniest fucking scenes in any writer thing ever.
Oh, you mean his neck getting like twisted just, and then coming back from that?
Yeah, like, hey guys, it's like, I thought you got hung. I got better.
Hang.
Joke's on you, I don't have any bones.
No, choke's on you, I don't have any bones. Oh. It hurts so good. Anyways, shall we go on to the next one?
Anyways, so the next one, winning, well, losing by 1 point.
Meteor Storm!
You're going to keep guessing that until you get
I'm going to, yeah.
I got one. Who is it? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Meteor Storm.
Oh, Zeranos. Zeranos Zero Form.
Close. It is Lemon Energy this time.
Oh.
Wait. Baron gets two?
Way to suck the room out of it. Way to suck the energy out of the room, Jay.
Like I said, we were doing Lord Baron. I put both on here just to ease everybody fucking's complaints.
Oh, fuck those Gaian babies.
Listen, I understand, but it was easier that way.
Well, look, I'll sum it up like this.
Gaian was my first driver, I'll say it, but even I knew it had its problems.
I'll sum it up like this. It's probably the laziest suit on this list besides Mach Chaser, the first one. And that's saying a fucking lot.
Second, third laziest. I'll give you that much, at least in that.
I mean, dude, like, not even the legitimately, nothing changed about the undersuit. Nothing. It changed nothing. It was just like, it was literally like just playing with the fucking arms change toys. It's like,
yeah,
how? And see, even in like the context of the show, like, we know that, you know, the only reason Kota got a samurai and Baron got knight was because of the faceplate. It wasn't this DNA thing, it was the faceplate. So, like, in the context of the show, it doesn't really make sense why...
Yeah, but that also brings up other things.
No, I was just saying it doesn't make sense in the show to, like, have Baron put on this completely brand new driver and then look the exact same with just Lemon. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, come on, guys. Like, that just feels
Lemon
weird.
Was also given to Baron because, remember, Baron was surprisingly popular with a lot of people and they wanted to give him a final.
Yeah, but like, but not thinking about that, considering that, just seeing that, just looking at the way it's fucking presented, it doesn't make sense. Even like look form, it doesn't look good. I don't like the way it looks. It just looks kind of ugh.
It doesn't match. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at least with Ryoma, it looked good. It fit because it was made for him. And this one is—it's literally, like I said, someone playing with the. It's like I said. It literally looks like someone was playing with the arms change toys.
Also, on a show level, it doesn't make sense because this is mostly with the Energy Rider stuff. They showed that only the aside from the Jimber arms. Only the Energy Riders, basically the ones who use the Genesis drivers, they were the only ones who had those energy lock seeds. They weren't natural. They were handmade. So it's like, wow, everybody can just get lemon and stuff. Granted, I get Coda, but everybody, but you could basically just get a whole bunch of others and you'd be fine. It's like, no.
Like I said, it just felt wrong, and the suit feels wrong. It just makes me feel dirty, and I need to take a shower.
Yeah, I don't remember that much of Gaim. I don't even think I fucking finished Gaim, to be entirely honest.
Good job, Jay.
Yeah, good job with me. I don't have to watch Gen Urobuchi's show. What a shame! I don't have to watch a fucking Urobuchi show again.
You're gonna watch it one day.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's lazy. It's really just a, hey, here's a popular thing, but we don't want to spend the money on making a new suit yet. Which is weird, because they did the exact same thing for fucking Michi. They built him a brand new suit.
Yeah.
Well, relatively. His at least had new paint on it.
And it was also and the helmet was also a combination of grape and kiwi. Like,
honestly, man, I'm surprised they didn't just save Apple arms, you know, for as overused as that is now. I'm surprised they didn't save Apple arms for fucking Baron's final form.
They could. Well, remember, yeah, they wanted to save for the movies, and then it became Jam, and then it became.
And everybody Emperor. Got the fucking apple arms.
Everybody became an apple.
Remember Everybody's pomegranate? Yeah. Remember pomegranate?
I don't.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean the one that uses Sagozo's arms painted red?
Yeah.
I mean.
That was a thing.
Yeah, apple arms looks much better, and it's not, you know, well. Technically, it's not recycled. It's slightly different.
Gold and silver, regular apple. Actually, I was always surprised that they had never used an apple.
It was supposed to be symbolic at the end.
It's symbolic.
Yeah, I got it now, but back then... I mean, granted,
symbolism!
They could have done better considering two of the writers used an acorn and a pine cone.
I mean, to be fair, I think...
Don't hate on the nut bros, okay?
See, I was gonna say lemon arms would have been way better if they used it on Ornek.
Well, Ornek had the best opening.
Yeah. Give up. Oh, I can hear your anger, Jay, and it's
oh,
feeding
God,
me.
I see what he means.
It's giving me protein just hearing the anger in you.
Moving on.
I Ew. Can feel the gains from anger. Yes! Give me more!
Anyways.
I'm making a face right now. You can probably hear it.
I wish
I could hear it. I can hear a smile.
But I can't hear anything Anyways. After I lost my fingers. What did he mean by this? You decide.
Anyways, next one.
Next one at 139 points is...
Meteor Storm.
It's Zero Form Zeronos. Who the hell is this guy again? I don't remember him. I don't even remember.
Yeah, let's just move on.
I remember him.
It's move on. No. Yeah, he doesn't exist, Phil. You made him up. Let's just move on.
I get the joke.
No.
What's the joke?
I don't get it.
I've never heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
You guys don't seem to remember that doesn't affect our memories.
That was a movie.
His memories.
That's the joke, Phil.
I know.
Fucking hell.
No, I get it.
Okay, let's talk. Okay, legitimately about Zero Zernos. I mean, I can see why he's so low. You know, it is quite literally just, hey, it's Zernos, but kind of brown.
It's Altair. It's Altair form, but
kind of brown.
Rusted.
Yeah, like I said, I understand why people don't like the design, but I mean, thematically in the show, it was pretty much the only bit of plot we fucking had in that show.
Yeah, and it was a reverse in that where the regular Altair and Vega cards affected everybody else's memories, Zero affected his memory.
Which, I mean, it was pretty. That's a pretty cool catalyst to give to a final form, especially to a fucking secondary rider final form. Like that's something you don't usually get. And I'm like, yeah, I like that idea. I like that. And thematically, again, it is pretty much the only bit of fucking plot we get in Deno. But we'll get to that when we get to
and
that.
Yet people love Deno so much because
comedy in Japan.
Yeah. Deno is very much a cast show, and much less than it is a writer show.
Oh, no, I've seen Deno. I've watched my fair share of Deno and the movies. Yes, and
like
whatnot.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because it's fun. That's the reason.
It's comfy.
No.
Yes, I'm bringing that in.
With the Geneva Convention.
There's no such thing as Geneva Convention. We're talking about people in spandex.
The word moist was banned from the Geneva Convention.
That too.
Phil, that one is, but for different reasons.
Oh. But yes, like I said, like, honestly, every time I think about Zero Zeranos, just Zeranos in general, I kind of feel like, man, what could have been if Zeranos was his own writer, like in his own show? But, you know, that's never going to happen. Which kind of sucks because, like I said, he was literally the only bit of plot in Deno. I will say that over and over until my, you know, throat falls off. Like,
or even the plot itself had problems.
No, yeah, it did, but like at least Zeranos, he had a plot to him. It wasn't just, you know, a cash show like Nemec said.
Character motivation. You mean he had character motivation?
No, like as in like there was a plot to go with his character.
Storyline.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He was one of the more. He was one of the more interesting things in that show, for sure.
Again, he had an arc. That's the
point. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of why it makes me sad that he's never really going to get his own show, because that's such a missed opportunity. I hope they do that idea again someday.
Hold on. I loved how they brought him back for the Kamen Rider 3 movie. That was yeah, fantastic.
That was fun. I wish they had Deneb in that movie more, but I mean, it was nice seeing him back.
They could have. I mean, for fuck's sake, his Deneb's voice actor is literally in everything, so.
Which is weird because they used him a lot in the Rider 4 one. I mean, I know nobody's watched that but me, but it's weird because they have him a bunch in that, but in the actual movie, he's barely in it.
Makes you think.
Really, really activates those almonds, don't it?
No, not really. Anyways, so let's move on to the next one because I already forgot what we're talking about.
The next one is at 134 points, and I am very disappointed at you all. G3X.
Okay, so that's that wraps up this podcast. I'll see you guys. See you all tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, stay here.
Who the fuck do you think you are rating this so low? All right. You must hate.
You are putting my finger fucker so low.
And G3X is actually a very good looking suit.
My clumsy tofu eating bad carpenter writer here. He does his best, goddammit. And you give him this.
He is
God.
The best.
I think we can chalk this up to people not having watched Agito.
These people are stupid.
Yes.
I mean, that's the problem is that, I mean, even design-wise, it's fine. It's, I mean, I love the design. It's, you know, like, sorry, I'm fucking messing up.
I'll have subtitles, don't worry.
I mean, it's a nice... I mean, even when you compare it to G3, it's very noticeably bulkier. It looks closer. I mean, it looks basically just like fucking Kuga, more or less, much like G3 itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it basically
it's just looks G3 like, after it went to the gym.
Yeah, it's G3 after he got anchor arms.
Yeah.
He was a wimp before anchor arms. Now he's a jerk, and everyone loves him.
Everyone loves him. I love that.
That's fantastic.
Which is accurate to the show itself, where because in the early parts of the show, G3 is basically just a walking jobber. And then after he hits G3X, he starts kicking everybody's friggin' ass.
Yeah, once he gets straight G3X, he becomes a buff walking jobber.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, no, legitimately, I think I'm going to chalk it up to what Nemet said as well. I feel it sucks that I'm saying it this way. But especially realizing now that we're at the 20th anniversary of the Heisei era, at least the Heisei Rider era, maybe it's just the fact that a lot of people aren't going back. A lot of people aren't going back to watch the older shows, and that kind of sucks because I've noticed already that all of the people that we've had up to now, we've just had Zeranos, G3X, Knight and I don't really count Ixa because that's closer to decades time, but like Knight and who was the last one that we had that was earlier in the list? Oh shit, I forgot completely. There was another one that I'm forgetting. Those are the only like pre-decade writers that we actually have on this list, and I'm like, yeah, maybe it is the fact that people aren't going back to watch Agito, and that's kind of a shame because. Yeah,
I want to start watching Agito because it looks good.
Honestly, you should. Like, I feel like Agito is one of... Say what?
It's such a good show.
Like I said, like I feel like Agito is one of those, especially now, like one of those really misunderstood shows because a lot of people really don't like it. And it kind of makes me mad because I'm just like, you got... What are you talking about? Like, again, maybe it's just the fact that people judge it by clips or maybe... Again, people just don't go back to watch it, which makes sense because, you know, G3X wouldn't be this low. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird to me because, again, I love G3X. Jay loves G3X. I don't know.
I just love G3 in general.
Nemet, I don't know about you.
Character. Well, I'll freely admit that I haven't watched it yet.
Please do.
But I love the design. I love the concept. There's a lot to like, even not having seen Agito.
It's RoboCop the writer.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Dead or alive, I'm jobbing to you.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
But yeah, I mean, like, especially after G3, I mean, like, I forgot what I was going to say in that regard. I mean, there's a weird thing they do early on where he's like, it's like, oh, it's got AI in it, and then they kind of forget about that. Like, the only thing he really does is that he uses it as an excuse to beat the fuck out of Hojo because he's an asshole.
Which and is even, fine.
Even then, the show that's a fair point. Ambiguous whether it was not, it was Hikawa doing it intentionally or it was the suit malfunction or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part.
I mean, that whole plot line would get kind of dropped. It was rather superfluous all around.
And see, the thing is, like, Even if like you're not looking at the suit, like I said, with Jay and I, we've seen the show and we know what Hikawa's like, and it's just like you can't hate this guy. Like if you hate this guy, there's actually something wrong with you because you just kind of want to give him a hug and some tea. He's like, you're doing okay,
don't
buddy.
Give him the
you're team, trying.
He'll somehow fuck it up.
He'll burn himself.
Oh God!
You iced tea. How do you have third degree burns?
Yeah, basically.
He
I
put
mean that,
the can in the microwave.
That's he put.
Even
I heard putting a ball of aluminum foil heats it faster.
Who told you that?
He would do that.
Shoichi told me that.
He would fucking do that, wouldn't he?
Oh my God!
I mean, even like I was gonna say, even thematically, it makes sense where it's. You know, him finally earning, you know, his spot on the, you know, as a fucking hero, as a writer, and finally being able to, you know, show what, prove himself against the unknown and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and exactly, and I'm saying to myself, man, like, during the last fight where he's just like, I'm human, I'm just a human, like, I'm just like, yeah, I love it because he literally...
So good.
He literally is just a guy in a suit of armor fighting gods, like deities, and he's just like going in.
Really, what makes Agito so good is that, I mean, and even then, G3, you compare everybody else where they're these weird ass mutants or, you know, like, you know, god level psychic warriors, you know, superheroes and shit. He's just
literally Jesus.
With a gun in a robot armor.
And it looks cool, and he uses it.
And he still manages to hold his own, and that's why he's so good.
Yeah, so like the fact that he's this low, I'm like, guys, how? Like, how is that possible? Like, again, I guess, maybe it is just the fact that people haven't seen G3. I mean, G3, Agito.
They just don't know what they're missing.
Exactly.
Or, again, the worse answer, people don't like Agito, in which case, what are you doing in Rider?
What are you doing? What is wrong with
you? Go to Sentai. I think there's something called Daigo Rangers waiting for you.
Yeah, yep.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you acting like this?
Also, people, if you go to Kuga, you're going to be getting in for a surprise.
Phil, I'm pretty sure people who don't like Agito aren't even old enough to watch Kuga. It's fine.
Exactly.
Let the kiddies go play in Sentai. Let the big boys play here.
You can watch Kuga when you can watch Agito.
And I'm a what, guy who
why talk- why even why you know what it's like you know what me, you know Phil it, it's like that SpongeBob thing, you know, we got the salty Splatoon and we need her generals. Kuga and Agito are the salty Splatoon. We need her generals. This it's for these people. That's where you can go watch your little ghosts and be comfy. Get out of here.
Well then, what's Super Weenie Hut Juniors?
Zio. Anyways,
that's fair.
Let's move on.
Before we get more people angry, I think we're done being disappointed in everybody.
We're not angry. We're disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be surprised.
I am very angry that
the only way you could disappoint me is if Kite is in the
bottom five. Like,
wow. Ugh. Who's in bottom five?
Anyways. So moving on, number four is.
Oh, this is gonna hurt me. This is gonna hurt.
This is gonna hurt.
Probably not. Well, it might. Jack form Garen.
I'm looking at him right now. I'm out. I'm done. I can't live anymore. Bye.
I mean, all right. I'll at least give him this much. Jack form kind of sucks, at least on Garen.
Yeah, but you're putting Meme King here?
Listen, Dachibana-san does not need to be this low. I understand.
Hachi Banner-san doesn't deserve this even after he betrayed us.
But he didn't betray us. It was the seaweed's fault.
Oh, God. Oh. Also, it's not that bad.
Yeah, looking at the form, it really isn't that bad. Like, I can see why people don't like it, but it's not that bad.
It's a more armored form and golden form of his ace form.
It's not even more armored. There's no additional attachments on the suit as composed to outside
except
of the
cape.
Except for the cape. Thank you. Except for the cape, there's no like additional changes or differences.
And the wrist gauntlet. The wrist gauntlet is
part of the transformation, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, like really, the only thing that changes is gold.
Yeah, he's got the gold chest plate and then the horns, and even then, the horns are his ace form nowadays because Toei can't fucking keep their suits in good condition.
I mean, I was gonna say technically that's just the same thing that goes for Blade.
Well, that's true. The problem is that design-wise, it is probably the laziest one on this list outside of one other one. But, we'll get to that quickly. I don't see it belonging this low because it's, again, one of those things where in the show, it's used very well. It's got a very nice motif to it. Yada, yada, yada. It's just, the design is really lazy. And it's especially because, compare it to even Blade Jack form, it's just such a why would you even bother, why not give him his own unique form?
Don't bother.
I'm waiting to see what all the episodes
they're
all subbed.
No, like I said, like for me, I don't mind the form too much, but again, it's because I know the context of the form, and the form itself is really, in the show it's used effectively. But I can definitely see someone who's never seen Blade looking at this and it's just it's just his original suit, but it's gold.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What was the point
Speaking as someone who hasn't seen Blade, this doesn't seem that exciting. I can see how it would be at this end of the list just on that. And I'm thinking once again, that's probably why it's down here.
Gotta be strong.
Gotta be so.
I'm sorry. Every time I see Tachibana, I have to say that. It's like it's a tick. You can't. It's an itch you gotta scratch. Like I said, for me personally, I wouldn't put it this low. But I can definitely see why, especially if someone hasn't watched Blade, and we've kind of established with Agito, many people probably haven't even don't even know Blade exists.
Dude, so. We got a lot of Neo Heisei babies. I mean, Heisei Phase 2. Heisei Phase 2 babies.
I already heard Jay's gun cocked.
I don't have a gun anymore. Not after the incident.
yeah, let's just say we had to
get he told me that Agito was the worst series, and then he had to go away for a while.
We also had to give him a Lupin Magnum. We couldn't give him a Lupin Magnum because he'll literally kill anything with it.
Yeah, so as you were saying, Jay?
I mean, like you said, it's the same thing with G3, but no, it's not, because even with G3, there's enough differences with the suit where you can't just be like, oh, okay, it just looks like a shitty recolor of the base form. And it's
really that's why I said, like, I can definitely see the argument. Like, with G3, I kind of can't. But with this one, I definitely can, because, you know, like I said, it's if you're just looking at the suit and don't even notice the cape, it's literally just, it's his original, but gold.
Yeah, the suit, if you just went by suits, I can definitely see it being this low. But it's one of those things where you got to include everything with it, not just the suit itself. And that's why I think it's not necessarily fair.
You see, Katamiso would have made this number one anyways, so it's not fair. So let's keep going.
That is true. the
song alone.
The spicy ramen would have made it number one. Blade memes.
God, I love Blade. I love Blade memes.
They make the world go round.
Yeah. So, next one, Jay.
Speaking of going around, that doesn't have anything. Well, actually, it kind of does have something to do with
Meteor
it.
Storm.
No.
Birthday. Birthday.
No, you said going round. Blades go round. He has a Beyblade. Shut the fuck up. It's fucking Storm.
No, it's at 114. It's Beast Hyper, actually.
What?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Hooray, fringes.
He's got the die with his gun and everything. You see.
Beast Hyper. Honestly, I will say this. I don't care for the form really. It's a thing. I don't like the blue. It looks kind of gaudy.
As we mentioned with several other on the list, the blue and the gold do not go well.
It's so weird, isn't it? Because like blue and gold, you'd think would.
Blue and yellow does. When you get that metallic gold color in there, it's when it looks bad.
Yeah. Also, also Beast Hyper.
Those tassels that he has.
Yeah, he's got the Macho Man.
His forearms, they are a bit much.
Actually, no, they're not even Macho Man tassels. They're fucking like Ultimate Warrior tassels, like, you know, reload the rocket fuel.
It reminds me of this. It reminds me of an episode of Malcolm in the Middle when one of the characters did that during a dance off and he tripped over him.
Oh, you mean the dad? You mean Bryan Cranston?
No, I'm talking about not Bryan Cranston, the guy who played Craig, the fat guy.
Yeah
like I said, like the I can see the tassels being a thing. Like, for me, it's again, it, you know what it is? It's the fact that it almost looked like the chest piece almost looked too, it almost looks too big for his fucking arm, like for himself.
He looks like he belongs in one of the Brave series. Like, he looks like he'd show up alongside fucking Gal Gaigar or something.
Right?
Wow, that's an old one.
And that's why I can see that. It's like, it's too big for what's supposed to be, like, I don't know, like, how fucking tall is he? Like, 5'4" or something? He's Asian. He's probably short.
Wow!
Whoa! Listen,
okay.
I didn't mean it like that, statistically speaking. He's probably
oh, okay. Short. We're going by
makes
statistics.
It better, all right.
Yeah, and then the red in there, too, is just, it does not mesh.
Yeah, look, Chad is Asian, and he gave us at least one excuse to use that. At least once. And Jay used
here. So it doesn't count. It's not,
but he's here in our hearts.
That's true.
We're going by rider logic. It's in here.
Yeah.
I
have bulky messes.
Anyways.
As you were going to say something, Nemet?
Yes. This is another. This is even more of a bulky mess than I thought that particular Ixa suit was. It's, but not only that, it's the colors are just, like you said, hideous. They don't work together at all. They've tried to match the shiny gold by making the blue shiny, And that's just had the opposite effect for what they were going for. This is just more mess than they bargained for.
They tried to solve a mess by making a bigger mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't make it big enough.
Oh my god. I will say this, though.
We'll save that for next. We'll see a bigger mess.
Oh, I will say this, though. The call out for Hyperform, it's annoying as tits.
It's okay. Hyper.
I'm sorry, but like that's just, it just gets on my foot. Like, I can take Beast, and I can take his, like, belt, you know, regularly, but when it starts going hyper, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the only times I've ever told a show to shut the fuck up in vain. The only other time that's ever happened was I think it was like one of the final fights in Ghost where all three of the writers were like going into their final forms, and I was just like, oh my god, shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah. Otherwise, like, why the hell did they? This is a thing that's very common with bad forms. Is why did they give him a gun? Like, why did they give him a weapon that does not fit him as a character or personality wise or anything?
Yeah, I just remembered that. Yeah, they give him a fucking gun, a fucking Magnum.
Kamen Rider Beast with a gun.
That's literally the fucking form. I can imagine like John Toei going to a meeting. Okay, guys, we need a form for this secondary writer who uses a sword.
Give him the gun.
Fucking gun, yeah.
Oh, this stuff is more than likely perpetrated by Bandai. They're like, here's a gun. He has to use it. Figure it out.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. What do we call him? Beast with gun. I think I like Hyper Beast more. Like, I'm pretty sure that's how the meeting went.
Kids like hyper things, right? Right?
Well, they are hyper.
Perfect. Ship it.
Actually, you know what?
Then again, Beast stuff is arguably the best stuff in the entire series.
I mean, Beast is just the best character in Wizard. Let's not even.
No, see, if I were to choose the best thing to come out of Wizard, it's the Dark Wizard driver, because that belt's awesome, and the sounds that they made for that belt is.
You mean the White Wizard driver?
Yes. I said White Wizard, didn't I?
No, you said Dark Wizard.
Oh. I think my mind was still stuck on the stage, dude. But yes, White Wizard. That belt is just it's delicious.
It's the same one as the face, but with different sounds. And instead of saying please, it goes understand.
No, it says now.
And that's why it's cool.
Not only that, but like the hand itself is different, and like it also just looks way fucking better.
Yeah, it's red.
Yeah, well, the outline of it. No, the hand also has pointed fingers. It's like nails. Yeah, it looks like nails.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I wanted that belt, not the wizard one. Well, for one, also, I've heard the wizard has that chrome chafing. I think the Super Best fixed that, didn't it? The one that they're releasing now.
I think so.
Wait, they're re-releasing
some Super Best. They're re-releasing Decade Double Wizard, I think, and another one. Yeah, they're re-releasing that.
Oh my god, I can get Double finally!
They're doing Decade Double, the Lost Driver, and... God, what was the other one? Let me just turn this way, because I know it's one I already have.
There are nails on it.
I was saying, like, the White Wizard Driver, honestly, I like the sound on it way more. Like, I love how Infinity is now, like, what? Origin or something like that? It's just cool. It just sounds awesome.
Infinity was Almighty. I remember.
Almighty. I love that fucking sound. Like, Almighty just sounds like. Mm. Anyways, I'm gushing about a writer that that's not even on this list until next time. So
they're gonna do the Double Driver again, even though they over Super Best.
That's right.
Well, they're re-releasing it.
It's re-releasing essentially.
Yeah, because
the Super Best is getting another run.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, have you seen the prices that some of those Double Drivers have been going? Like,
$186.
Yeah, so like now because of these, we're going to at least get a chance to have those, which, you know, that's fine. So yeah, let's move on to the last two?
Last two at 112
points. Meteor Storm.
Yes, it is Beyblade Pikachu.
Ever-loving storm.
Woo,
Ever-loving storm.
I just hope.
Let's Beyblade!
Whoever okayed this form got beat to death with a pair of shoes. Because it is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's ugly.
Dude, it's okay. Literally, it's the exact same problem with Beast, but
I was about
times
to say.
10.
No, it's, yeah, it's worse because his suit is even lazier than Beast. At least Beast had a unique suit. Fucking Meteor Storm is literally the same suit, painted differently, and with a slightly different helmet. And by slightly different, I mean they mirrored the helmet.
They basically did like two.
Yeah, it's like they had one image of Meteor. They copied, flipped that image, and then just put them together, squished them both.
Well, actually, like, Meteor was always a problem, considering that's a comet, not a meteor.
Well, who cares?
I do.
Phil, clearly. we're not working for NASA. We're talking about a guy using a Beyblade that looks like Pikachu.
It's also a staff, and he's also supposed to be mirroring Bruce freaking Lee.
Yeah, first and foremost, his whole shtick is that he's like a Bruce Lee Jeet Kune Do guy. Why the fuck did you give him a staff? And more importantly, why the fuck did you give him a staff that shoots a fucking Beyblade out of it?
It's a top!
The staff I could maybe forgive, but the Beyblade, like, what is that?
It's so fucking dumb.
Guys, remember, it's a gimmick. We need to sell it to the toys.
No, I understand that, but like,
oh, yeah.
No, see, I get that, but even then, like, why? Like, you didn't have Cosmic coming out with a button that shoots out.
Because if they sold the meteor staff, the cosmic switch does,
but that's not the point.
No, but the cosmic switch doesn't like shoot out. Like it didn't like shoot out like a little bullet or anything.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, that.
No, I'm saying like with this one, honestly, like the staff could have come with something else, or like you know what? Don't even give him a staff then.
The staff could have been it.
Yeah, you know what?
That would have been okay.
You could have given him the staff and still have the switch get put into it. Just don't give him the spinning top. It just looks stupid.
It was so dumb.
Like, it really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, out of all the design decisions with this, it really came out of left field. It the rest of it, the garish colors, the mirrored look, whatever.
The yellow looks bad. The blue, it's fine, but it doesn't look that good, especially when it's 80%, not even 80-90% of the form. They repainted the base form, so there's right there
the red eyes look so bad.
The red eyes are distracting. Had they made the eyes like blue or even like black or something, it wouldn't be as bad. What again,
see, like, and see, like, I even
Pikachu, because he looks like fucking
like
Pikachu.
And, like, I understand, like, you know, since he's, like, the Bruce Lee thing, I could even see them doing maybe nunchucks. Like, I know that wouldn't work for a kid's toy.
Nunchucks,
yeah.
Or Tonfa or even something.
Yeah, like, you know what? Tonfa. I could totally see Tonfa.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. That would have been perfect.
Because with nunchucks, I could see why they wouldn't do that. Because, you know, a kid could swing it the wrong way and the switch could shoot out and hit somebody. But with Tonfa, like, you could just put the switch on, like, one of the sticks, and there you go. Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you could even just have the staff where, like, breaks apart, and then it becomes the things. Or even, like, it folds up to be, like, nunchucks. Like, I know they have things like that where they got, like, staff-length nunchuck kind of things. I don't remember what they
call it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, with this, I'm just looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, there's so much you could have done differently. And see, I think what's even worse is that his belt is sticking right out and it looks like a black hole in his stomach.
It does. I think what it was with the staff is that whoever the hell they hire, I think it was Eitaku or however you pronounce his name, they just like, oh, well, you know what? This motherfucker doesn't know what he's doing with weapons. Let's just give him something he already knows what to do. I mean, as history has shown, he has been rather useless with learning how to use his weapons. So
look, who hasn't made the mistake of using their spear as a sword?
Okay,
it happens to everybody. Everyone does it.
It does. You know? I'll give you that.
Sometimes when I go out and I just want to slice somebody, I use my spear by accident. And I'm like, totally my mistake, bro. It's like it happens.
Well, see, then it's just a faux pas on your part. Then you look like the fool.
I look silly. Anyways, actually, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, story relevance to it. You know, story relevance. It's fine. Like, there's not really much. You know, when I think about it, there's really not much story relevance to Meteor Storm.
Really isn't. Like, him getting the power up isn't part of, like, some big grand thing. Like, okay, he beats, Cancer, I think? Like, okay.
Yeah, he beats Cancer, and then he beats Leo. But that's, like, without the fucking thing.
Leo wasn't even until later. And even then, he didn't even really fucking beat Leo, because he fucking Forzai did. Because if you remember, you know, there was the whole thing where he, you know, fucking killed Genter out. It was a fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, okay, yeah, he got the upgrade to beat Cancer because Cancer learned his identity, and then Tachibana took his powers away, and then he just gave them back for no reason. He didn't really learn a lesson or anything. He just got the upgrade, and he got his powers back. Okay.
It really didn't. I don't know, man. It was just like,
it was nope. A waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it really fucking was. Fuck me, Deshaun. Yeah. Let's move on to the last one so I can be depressed.
The last one. That's fair. Somehow, even worse, and with only one option left at 92, we have
Birthday.
Birthday. I'm going to say this to start. How the fuck does this even count? This is not even a form.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's not.
It does not count.
It's not even a final form. It's an upgrade.
Isn't it just his weapons, really?
Yeah, like, I always said to myself, like, this isn't a final form. He's literally just putting all his weapons on. It's like if I went outside, like, with, like, once a sword in one hand and a gun in the other. Like, this is my final form, I guess.
Basically. I mean, it's literally, like, worthless. The fucking stupid CG scorpion made out of all of the little parts is more of a final form than this. And that only was in one episode.
Yeah, like, legitimately.
Really, what was Sorry to cut you off. What the fuck was up with that weird-ass scorpion thing? What was the point of that? What was the point of that? Why did Cake Boss invent this? What was he thinking?
You see, you say that, and then you realize Cake Boss is the type of guy who just makes birthday cakes because fuck it. Boss is the type of guy who hires a woman to eat said cakes and probably pays her like 25 an hour. Cake Boss is the type of guy who hired Dr. fucking Maki, this crazy psychopath with a doll.
A creepy doll.
To build these fucking weapons. Not only build these weapons, but to build a sword that can cut the fabric of reality. Because fuck it.
Cake Boss is a man who cloned Oda Nobunaga because fuck it. I get it.
So you're asking these questions and you have your answer.
This man is clearly bored and he saw a bunch of weapons and he's like, make that into a scorpion.
Cake Boss is literally Elon Musk if he was in Rider. The only thing that's missing is for Cake Boss to send one of the fucking ride vendor bikes into space.
Look, he probably has, and that's unfair because Cake Boss is actually a likable person.
That's true, but I'm just saying he has so much money that he can do whatever he wants, and he does not have to justify it because happy birthday!
Listen.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
I understand this, and this is fact. I accept this.
You're questioning it, though.
That's the problem, is because it's just, it's so absurd, even for the things that he has done over the course of the series. It's just so weird.
When in doubt, make something dumber.
That's WWE's motto so far.
Yes.
No, that's what I do when I'm bored.
And that is what Cake Boss does every day. He's just like, I made this guy who has all these stupid weapons. How can I make it even dumber? Make it fucking scorpion.
Give him a giant robot scorpion that costs like millions of dollars just to use once.
Make a tank.
Literally in show, it cost him like $1,000 just to use it.
And it's like, I can imagine his assistant's like, sir, wouldn't you rather spend this on cancer research? No. I need a giant metal scorpion that uses a currency from thousands of years ago that no one remembers to defeat a gay bird. Not Jay. Just in the show.
The other gay
to be,
bird.
To be fair, that bird was only gay for ice cream.
Well,
there's a reason ice cream's so phallic.
Yeah, but
anyway,
the one that was only confirmed gay for ice cream. Let's leave it at that.
Though it could have been different had the series went a different way, where instead Nezzle was working with them, but that's going too far.
Yeah, but like I said, like just thinking about just in general, just thinking about this fucking the spot that this form is in, it's not a form.
And that's why it's at the bottom, because it's worthless.
It's literally Birth going out with a sword and a gun saying, this is my new form. It's like Beast coming out in his tricycle and saying, this is my ride machine.
But doing it unironically.
Yes!
Yes!
Yep.
Yes! God, what is this list become?
It's become
over. I'm so glad that we didn't start from the bottom.
Oh my god, I am very glad we didn't, because we
oh my god, that. this fucking list, dude.
That's the problem whenever we do lists, is that we always go from worst to best, so we have the best material for the worst stuff, and then we have nothing to say about the good stuff, because I mean, it's what do you say about like the perfection, you know?
What do you say about something so perfect like Kuga, but then you can say a lot about something shit like Ghost? Exactly. It's weird how that works.
It's more fun to talk shit about things than it is to praise something.
It's so weird how that works.
Maybe that's why there's so many annoying internet critics.
People love to complain, and we are no exception.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even if I don't complain about something bad, I will complain about someone's bad taste.
We always will.
Jay. Here's something for you. Now that we're done with the list, you're gonna do what I always do. Save the top to the bottom, all of them in one breath. Go. Give us a recap. Give us the recap.
So am I doing from best to worst then?
Yes, best to worst, just like I do.
Right. Do I should I try to include the points or no?
No, you will actually die.
Alright. So from best to worst in order we have Cross MAGA. Cross MAGA.
Cross MAGA! Yes!
Truly the worst form.
Bonjo is
crossing, like, making America great again. I love it.
Make Toto great again.
Try again, Jay.
We have Cross Magma, Axel Trial, Brave Tattle Legacy, Lord Baron, Night Survive, Rising Ixa, Deep Spectre, Hyperk Attack, Chaser Mach, Baron Lemon Energy, Zerona Zero Form, G3X, Garen Jack, Based Hyper, Meteor Storm, and Birthday.
You took a breath, that didn't count.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I heard.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
Did not.
Jay did. Right, I'll let it go for this once.
I heard him say it all
if
in
I
one
took,
breath.
If I stopped, I would have agreed with you, but I did not take a breath.
Alright, well that's pretty much the list.
Of course that's pretty much the list. There's no more to talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty much the list. So
oh wait, I just read Kamen Rider Waz is getting a final form.
Yeah, but
well he
fuck Theo.
Writer form in general.
I'm joking.
Anyways.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, final thoughts, Nemet?
There was a lot to take in here. A lot of it was terrible. A lot of it wasn't terrible. My head hurts.
Welcome to the club.
Yes.
Final thoughts, Phil?
So many rider forms, a few from a series that I do need to see. Agito! Basically, I'm hungry and I want to go eat pizza.
Watch Agito while eating pizza. It's a good time.
Once yes. I finish the show I'm watching now, that then I will get into Agito.
Watch Agito now, damn it.
I don't want to watch Agito!
There is nothing better than Agito at this exact moment.
Yes, there is.
There's nothing better, period.
Phil, is that...
There's nothing better, period.
Exactly. No.
You're just too ashamed to say that with the show I'm watching right now. But...
I don't even know.
No, I know the show you're watching. I can say it. I'm not the one making fun of you for it. I mean, I am internally, but
yeah, you
I'm
are.
Going to be the one.
We're not doing it externally, because that's going to be the audience if we say.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not then. Let's not then. Okay. I will watch Agito tomorrow.
Good. Thank so, final thoughts, Jay?
Making lists good. Is harder than I thought. Fuck you.
God, that just...
yes!
Making a list is harder than I thought it was.
All right. Now you have appreciation for when I had to count this shit by hand.
Hey,
you
I
didn't.
I counted this shit by hand. What are you talking about?
You did?
I did.
You put... Did? Wait. So you put the riders in the rows and not in the columns?
No, I just opened a fucking calculator and did it in a notepad. What are you, retarded?
Oh, look at this guy. I went one by one, asshole.
I did too. What?
Wow, you didn't use the spreadsheet? Man, you're fucking retarded.
I didn't use a spreadsheet because that was a waste of time.
Dude, the No. The spreadsheet in Google Forms... No, the spreadsheet in Google Forms adds it for you.
Well... Shut up, all right? I'm not
the okay,
oh, I said I walked into it. You
okay,
walked into
it. I never
it.
Said I was smart.
I know, but like... come on!
Well, you are a bird.
Phil, I guess you could say Jay's just a little bird-brained. Anyway, that being said, everybody, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy. Please consider following us. Send us a question and give us money on PayPal, and I'll do a handstand. So, with that being said,
he's going to do the Buffalo Bill dance.
Yes. And with that being said, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.